Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays. It is a Whiffles Wednesday, and that means it's time for us to head to the field and find out how the harvest of 2022 coming along. And I was mentioning yesterday about how at least the good news is that we've got probably better than 70% of the corn already harvested. Joining us this morning is Cooper Humphreys. He's one of the fellows that's kind of in the eastern, northeastern part of our listening area, kind of now starting to brave the elements to try to get the rest of this off, huh?
Yeah, definitely. As we wake up this morning, we got a little bit of snow on the ground and tempers are dropping. And as we get into the weekend here, it looks like it's going to be even colder. So hopefully Mother Nature allows us to get the rest of that corn off.
What would you estimate in your area has yet to go there, Cooper? How far or how much more do we have?
I would guess that we still probably have somewhere in that 25 to 30% to get off yet. Mm-hmm. As you go north a little bit more, as you go south a little bit more is harvested. So,
all right. So let me talk about what you've seen so far, Cooper. How's the harvest? How's the yields been going in your neck of the woods? They got a little bit of a delayed start this spring.
Yeah, definitely. All in all, for what we went through for the year, I think yields are very exciting. Since I've lived up here, this is probably some of the best yields I've seen come off in the area, and I think that puts guys in a really good mood. It's been pretty exciting fall here.
We said about 25% or thereabouts ready, still waiting to go. How are the moistures looking? What about stock quality? Those were a couple issues we had to keep an eye on.
Right, yeah. Stock quality is definitely vastly deteriorated with some of the weather we've had here, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on for some of those guys trying to get finished up, get a game plan together of where you're going to go next. And as far as moisture on the corn, I've seen a lot of it kind of get down to that 17, 18, 19% and just kind of hang there. Mm-hmm. So that might be about as good as it's going to get with the weather we have coming, so go ahead and get out there and get it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, I imagine you've been busy not only taking care of individual customers, Cooper, but also keeping an eye on some of the side-by-sides. You guys are pretty outstanding when it comes to stacking your varieties, not only against one another, but against competitors. What have you seen that you've been impressed with?
We got a new 98 day, number is 1996, that I'm very, very excited about. I think it's going to be a really good Wisconsin corn. It's done good in some plots as well as some side-by-sides we had it out in. I'm pretty excited about that corn.
Excellent. Anything else in particular? I mean, like I said, you guys are not afraid to stand next to the competition.
Right, yeah, 2236, the 99 day that's been around for a few years now has really seemed to be having a good year. Especially on some of the tougher ground, it's been handling that very well, which is nice to see because we sure have some of that tough ground around.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, speaking of tough ground, you kind of put that in with corn rootworm monitoring and trying to, like you said, remember what we learned this year, know what your history on your fields is from the past, and plan forward. How are you coaching up growers, Cooper, on that conversation and starting to pivot already and think about next year?
Yeah, definitely. So if we have an idea maybe what the rootworm pressure was like for a certain guy, then we can make the call if we're going to go back there again with corn. Or to be honest, there's certain scenarios where rotating the beans is the right call. So, yeah, getting together over winter, making some of those plans, but you need to have the data from the growing season of what those populations might be like so you can make those informed decisions over winter.
Cooper Humphreys, again, along with us, district sales manager, kind of in the east-northeast geography of our listing area. Now, Cooper, again, let's remind him about the two varieties that you have really been keeping an eye on for your geography that you've been most impressed with.
Yeah, 1996 is a new 98 day I've been the most impressed with, and 2236 is a 99 day that's been around for a few years now that's really, really really been impressive.
Excellent. Well, I hope you stay warm for the rest of this harvest, Cooper. That may be one of your greater challenges, huh?
Yeah, you and me both. I sure hope so. I hope Mother Nature holds it together and we can get things finished up here.
For sure. Well, good luck with that. Again, Cooper Humphreys joining us. He is district sales manager, like he said, over in that Dodge County, Fond du Lac County area, and ready to help you out. Want to find Cooper or any of the staff that serve Wisconsin, go to Whiffles.com. Cooper Humphreys along with us. And that, my friends, is your Whiffles Wednesday update.